This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez, and the conversation continues as we talk about those things that matter to you, the things that will help get our country back on track. And, you know, we can spend a lot of time in talking about the news because it's there. But really, you know, it comes back to we the people. I mean, we the people have the kind of government that we deserve. We have checked out and have allowed the elites to take over, compromised our constitutional rights, compromised our mere constitution. I mean, when you have a growing number of legislators and those in public office declaring that the Constitution is elastic and interpretive and that it really didn't mean what it meant to say. I mean, our founding fathers did say it, but, you know, that's all being questioned because that's what we do in our failed human state. We want to challenge these things because we still want to be held accountable. And so if we can discredit the Constitution, then it gives people a lot more latitude. But you look at the ills of where this country has found itself in, the deal is that we've unhinged ourselves. You know, the Constitution was designed, as our founding fathers, including John Adams, said, it was designed for a people of moral character. We have disengaged from our moral compass, and we wonder why our families are in chaos. We have delinquency at the levels that we have, you know, on and on. The walls around us are broken. They have fallen down. People are coming into this country that really don't care about this country. That's really what this all comes down to, our failed immigration policy. You can't open the door to people that want to come here and derive all the benefits of a free America, and as a result of doing that, have abused the process. You know that with freedom comes responsibility. It's not free, and you just get to have a free-for-all to design an America the way you would want to, or the way, you know, your culture would want to. Now, this is pretty well defined, and I guess this is the pushback that is starting and has been starting for, you know, quite a while here, and leading the way is one Donald Trump, which has been, and I understand it's been offensive to people because, you know, we don't want to change, Scott. You know, we're happy with the status quo. Why should we change? And, and everybody's happy. And as we talked with Michael Rubin, too many people are making too much money based on the incompetence, based on the model that is in operation right now. I mean, listen to these billionaires, how they're coming out against Trump. Why do you think that? Why do you believe that to be the case when you, I see a clear delineation between the two parties as a, you know, as someone, a man of faith who believes in God and believes in life, and to me, the Democratic Party is just instantly disqualified because of their position on abortion. You know, it's antithetical to what I believe in. And so there is no way, I mean, even if 99% of the what Democrats believed in, I could come alongside, that one issue just, you know, is so significant to me that I cannot get my brain around this. I could not even begin to vote Democrat. And that's the shocking thing to me, to hear traditional GOPers willing to cast that aside and say, okay, well, I'm not going to support Trump because they're rolling the dice and thinking, you know, based, I guess, on their research, that coming along with what, you know, Trump has set up and how he's been successful, that that's going to be a bad thing. And what's going to happen is the GOP is losing its brand in the process. And these guys are going to end up being voted out of office anyway. But yet, as they're leaving the ship, they're saying, hey, look, we're going to put a stick in Donald Trump's spokes and in the spokes of, you know, America that really sees that we've been ripped off and we want to make America great again. Well, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I insist if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to us. It's got to be a groundswell movement, ladies and gentlemen. America has to finally say, look, enough is enough with all this lying and obfuscation. And, you know, the fact that we're even and that so many Americans want to, you know, want somebody who has been so deceptive to be our next president is unconscionable to me. I really am having a hard time relating to that, and it just you know, brings to mind just how dangerous and, you know, how much America is slipping through our very fingers here, because so many of us have been so busy trying to survive. And I know, you know, and I can appreciate the focus, and but the fact of the matter is that this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which means that we're responsible for it, that we have to do the heavy lifting, because we've ignored the lifting in the past. Yes, the load is a little bit heavier and the responsibility that much more serious. Well, it's time again to talk about Hillary's emails. You know, Megan Barth brought up something. I'm sure if that really stuck in your mind or not, but it really caused me to take notice. And that is, what if what happened in Benghazi was a result of the emails that were intercepted from Hillary Clinton's server? Did that ignite the 9/11 2012 event, the 13 hours there in Benghazi? Well, hear what Judge Napolitano had to say about the emails.
The hack on the Democratic National Committee, which exposed emails, continues to intrigue. The emails, which were exposed by WikiLeaks, revealed a very strong bias on the part of high officials in the Democratic Party for the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, and a very strong prejudice on the part of the same people towards the candidacy of Bernie Sanders. Even though such bias and prejudice had been alleged by Sanders and denied by the Democratic National Committee, it even resulted in the resignation of the chair of the committee as a result of a unanimous request from the members of the committee and the intervention of President Obama himself. But in order to get this issue off the front page, the DNC and the Clinton campaign decided to blame, of all people, the Russians. They accused Vladimir Putin of being in cahoots with Donald Trump and having his intelligence services hack the DNC to expose emails to make Mrs. Clinton look bad and thereby benefit Donald Trump. But the Russians had nothing to do with it. Because this week, a 30-year veteran of the National Security Administration, the NSA, the domestic spies, who spy on all of us all the time, the former high-ranking NSA official who developed the software that the NSA now uses, which allows it to capture not just metadata, but content of every telephone call, text message, email in the United States, of every person in the United States of America, this individual said, guess what? The NSA hack to the Democratic National Committee. Why would the NSA hack the DNC? Because the members of the intelligence community simply do not want Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. Because she doesn't know how to handle state secrets. Because some of the state secrets that she revealed use the proper true names of American intelligence agents operating undercover in the Middle East. When they lost their covers, they ran for their lives, and some of them didn't run fast enough and lost their lives. It's very telling that the intelligence community would feel so strongly about Mrs. Clinton that they would attempt to sabotage her campaign to prevent her from becoming their boss. It's also telling that these folks would break American law in order to, in their view, save it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, as we've said many times, in the absence of fact opinion rules, is this opinion, is this reality, you know, what do we have to back that up? But there's, you know, lots of cred behind this. But, you know, it is something that is going underreported and underinvestigated. But yet, you know, it's an interesting proposition that Judge Napolitano presents here, is that the NSA, and maybe the NSA is a bit reluctant because what it does to them, Scott, it tells everybody, look, we have the information. You know, we've been saying rather anecdotally over the years, I think the general understanding of most Americans is, well, the NSA has the information. You know, why would they not have Hillary's email information? You know, what's going on? But yet they've, at this point, have kind of stayed in the shadows and said, or if anything, you know, they've reported that they do not have it. But yet this veteran, a 30-year veteran, has said, oh, no, you know, they've got the information. And I think it's a matter of time. And I don't know if we're just waiting for some October surprise. Another email dump where it's obvious, you know, kind of like what happened with the DNC, is it's finally something there that just eradicates. And maybe, you know, the strings are being pulled in such a way that, you know, people have finally had it and said, okay, you know, those that have control of those emails are saying, okay, we're going to just let everybody be exposed. And this is what's happening right now with all this information and innuendo, you know, complicating the issue even further, is that they're stirring up quite a pot. I mean, whoever has control of this information, I know the Russians have been presented as the main boogeyman here. Regardless, it's a matter of time, I believe, you know, before Julian Assange, and will he release those emails sooner than later? Is he going to do that in October, or is he going to wait until, you know, after Hillary Clinton gets elected president and really throw this country into a crisis and say, okay, here's all the clear evidence. Now, what are you going to do about it? Could you imagine what would happen in this country that she would get elected and then all of a sudden in January you get a new email dump? You know, what kind of crisis, what kind of insanity would incur in this country when all of a sudden you have the cold facts staring you in the face and somebody who just gets elected president is now going to be impeached and kicked out of office because of all, because of these emails and what they expose? Absolutely crazy stuff here that is before us here, America. But, you know, right now it is not for the weak of heart, but you know, it's kind of like, speaking of Hillary's, you know, Pilates classes and all that sort of thing, it's like we learned that, you know, nobody gets fat overnight, and we don't get into shape overnight. It is a process. We've got to make up for that time where we've been sloppy, and we, the people, have been rather sloppy in being attentive to our government, the government that is our responsibility. That's what our founding fathers said. But if we're not going to hold these people in check and we just think, okay, well, we're going to let President Obama do as he darn well pleases and violates the law in the dark of night again, operating surreptitiously without the knowledge of our elected officials, sending $400 million of sterilized cash to the mullahs. Oh, yeah, I thought that they wanted to kill us, right? Why are we supporting them? You know, they've made it real clear, death to America. And somehow we just keep going to the Treasury and keep giving them money like as if that's going to change their mind while they laugh all the way to the bank. And, you know, the president may say, and all his spokespeople may say, it is not ransom. But again, ask Iran, what do they say? As Michael Rubin said, it's ransom. That's what it is. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez live. We got Sarah Westwood coming up next.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. For you, ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Sarah Westwood is with us. Always good to have Sarah. Sarah, of course, a writer for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And no, always good to have you on here. Particularly fascinated by your latest column, one of your latest reports, I should say, on Hillary's campaign denying FBI, IRS investigations into the Clinton Foundation. Of course, they become quite the spotlight again because of Peter Schweizer's movie, Clinton Cash. It's quite an expose, and it's hard to deny here. But of course, her spokesperson is saying, "No, it's not happening. You know, there's nothing here. Move on, right?"
Well, it's interesting because he didn't actually offer a definitive denial that the FBI is looking into the Clinton Foundation. And when asked directly, "Do you know if the FBI is looking into the Clinton Foundation?" Hillary's campaign spokesman is forced to say, "No, I don't know, but I don't have any evidence to suggest that it's happening, and I have no knowledge of an investigation." But it's interesting that he couldn't definitively say there's no FBI investigation, because the truth is we don't know. The FBI director, when asked about it in public, has refused to confirm or deny the existence of an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. There is a very real possibility that this is still something that the FBI is looking into.
Well, you know, you wonder what it's going to take. Like anything, there's always one lie or maybe one blue dress too many that finally is the straw that breaks the camel's back here. And, you know, for those that support Hillary Clinton, you know, she's like Charlie Brown. Everybody keeps picking on her. But the fact of the matter is that the deception, what she would say, I mean, even again, you know, as late as yesterday, she insists that you know, the FBI director did not say that she was deceptive, you know, my words, not hers, but that, you know, was all up front and she was honest and truthful about her emails.
Well, the FBI director obviously had to frame his words very carefully when he testified before Congress about this. What he basically agreed every time a congressman asked whether this public statement or that public statement Clinton had made about her emails was truthful. For instance, whether everything she deleted was personal, that was untrue. Whether she had set up the server for convenience, you know, all of these other issues. Each point was clearly untrue and contradicted by the evidence that the FBI uncovered. What the FBI director had to admit was that Hillary Clinton did not change her public statements when she was interviewed by the FBI. So in that sense, she didn't. Her public and private statements to the FBI were consistent, but the evidence and the hard facts clearly show that she was lying. And that's something that I think a lot of fact checkers over the past week have called her out on, is that clearly everything we know suggests that she was at the very least deliberately deceptive about the email server.
Well, there's so many Pinocchios and pants on fires that, you know, you see pictures of her and she's scorched. You know, but somehow it's not translating here. The mainstream media is not picking up on this. I mean, they're, you know, you're reporting on it and you've been consistent, Sarah. But others, it's just like one of those stories that are being ignored because, let's face it, the mainstream media has decided that Hillary Clinton is going to be the first female president of the United States of America.
Well, yeah, there's a certain degree of mainstream media bias, but I think you have to also look at the fact that, you know, there's so much horse race intrigue on the Republican side of the conversation that that's what the media is paying attention to. And part of that is the fact that the mainstream media is biased against Republicans in most cases. And part of that is because Donald Trump so far has been unwilling or unable to make the case against Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at how much ammunition he has lying in front of him. When it
exactly
comes to her lies and her shortcomings. And when he starts to focus on that rather than these superfluous issues, then he's going to have a real argument for the presidency. But that has to be a choice that he makes.
He's losing time here, Sarah, and that's the thing that concerns me. I mean, we're less than 100 days away, and is it any wonder that, you know, some of these other Republicans are losing faith and saying, "Hey, look, we're abandoning ship here. We don't want to go down with this guy," because though he's had a populist connection with America and garnered more votes than you know, any Republican candidate in recent history, they just cannot seem to go along with this stuff because he's continuing to demonstrate such a high level of incompetency when it comes to the political game. I mean, it's one thing when you're in the primary, but it's like he hasn't quite pivoted to understand that he's not against 16 other Republicans, which the mainstream media doesn't like anyway. So it's fine. Hey, it's a food fight. We'll let you guys battle it out, and we'll go along here. But now it's him, and it's their chosen one, their queen, and they're going to protect their queen at all costs.
Well, exactly. And you know, Donald Trump, he did have this amazing movement in the Republican primary, something that we hadn't really seen before. And you're right that he did. He got 13 million votes, more than any other Republican in a primary before. But he needs 60 million votes to win the presidency. And that's a big gap. And so far in the rallies, when you see him out on the campaign trail, he's really trying to entertain the people in the room, the people who already support him. He's not really trying to branch out by methodically every day making the case against Hillary Clinton, making the case for himself. He seems to want to stay in his comfort zone, which is those 13 million Republicans who supported him. And now he has to make the pivot. And there's a little bit of time left. But what's going to happen is what you saw in 2012 when Obama defined Mitt Romney before
exactly.
Romney had a chance to frame the race on his own terms. And Mitt Romney was framed as an out-of-touch white guy, who was not able to connect with the average American in the way that President Obama was. And no matter what Mitt Romney did after a certain point, that was the image that everybody had of Mitt Romney. And Donald Trump is running the risk of allowing Hillary Clinton to do the same thing to him.
And he was so critical of Mitt Romney. I'm talking about Donald Trump and how he should have won. There was no way that he should have lost that contest to one Barack Obama. But what he is doing is exactly what Mitt Romney did. Although Mitt Romney, in a way, I mean, he was recorded and by Jimmy Carter's, I believe, grandson. And, in which Carter, applauded and gave him all kinds of kudos for doing. But I think if there was any one bullet that the Mitt Romney campaign handed to the opposition, you would probably say that was hugely significant because they took that 47% statement and ran with it.
Right, and they ran with it, and it was concrete evidence of the argument against Romney they were already trying to make, which is that
yes, to your point,
Mitt Romney
exactly.
Mitt Romney doesn't care about poor people, and here was him saying that to a room full of rich people at a fancy dinner. That didn't help. And so Donald Trump continuing to make these blunders where he says things he doesn't mean that he later has to take back, that feeds an existing narrative that Hillary is trying to spin right now, which is that Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit. And the more Donald Trump goes out and makes these missteps and says things that, don't really stick right with people and he has to correct them, the more that just feeds Hillary Clinton's already existing argument in the way that 47% comment did.
Well, the game of politics, to learn it on the job, and this is what Donald Trump is doing. It's OJT, as smart as this guy is. He's learning the hard way and in the deep end of the pool. This is what has so many Republicans and establishment so concerned and why they're jumping ship. Now, Brian Fallon, the spokesperson for Hillary Clinton's campaign, also said that, the IRS, there's no evidence that the IRS is, in fact, checking out the Clinton Foundation, right?
Right. When that's not exactly true, it's the tax-exempt arm of the IRS is, in fact, open to preliminary inquiry into the Clinton Foundation. So that's also something to watch.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on it. And, Sarah, we appreciate you continuing to do the great reporting that you do and keeping us apprised here on Bill Martinez Live. Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now, America.
This report is brought to you by the Astellas Oncology C3 Prize. According to a study published in Lancet Oncology, by 2030, there are expected to be more than 22 million cancer cases worldwide. As the medical community develops innovative treatments, the need for new tools that may help those facing cancer today is critical. The Astellas Oncology C3 Prize, seeking non-treatment ideas to improve cancer care, will award $100,000 in grants and a chance to present at Stanford University's Medicine X to Shark Tank's Robert Hershevek. Mark Reisenauer, Senior VP Oncology at Astellas.
As a caregiver for my father, who recently passed away from cancer, I understand the needs and challenges faced by patients and caregivers. That's why we created the C3 Prize, and we look forward to the innovations discovered through this program.
Applications for the C3 Prize close at midnight Central Time, August 8th. Submit your ideas and see full challenge rules at c3prize.com. Void where prohibited and no purchase necessary.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Good to have you along with us. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And as Coach Kevin Collins reminded me, when you're Hawaii time, 6 hours time difference, it's, from 3 to 6 in the morning. But aloha, what can I tell you? Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Coach, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing very well, Bill. Doing very well.
Well, I got to tell you, it's been a rough week for one Donald Trump. As some of our pundits and commentators have said that, it's been a lot of fun watching Donald Trump. And, we just... hope that he can, figure this game out and realize the mainstream media is not his friend.
Well, he knows that. But look, the mainstream media has never been friends with Republicans in our lifetime. But
right.
They have never been so dishonest. Let's look through at some of the quick dishonesty. In the leaked emails, we saw that CBS was collaborating with the DNC to develop poll questions. Yeah, okay. We saw NBC advising the DNC, don't worry about it, we're going to put our thumb on the scale.
Right.
And this is not me saying it, this is in the emails.
Then in their own words, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then we have Reuters so blatantly and not even concerned about the implications of what they're saying, said, oh, yeah, we saw Trump had a 17-point surge, so we decided to weight the poll differently. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we saw CNN do a poll, and it was so laughable that you wonder what's going on here. They just excluded 18 to 29 and 30 to 49. Just exclude them. When you go into the internals, it says NA in those columns.
Right.
We don't like what they're going to say, so it's okay. Fox does a poll. Fox just counts over samples Democrats, of course, but they included no independents. Okay? I got two more quick ones.
Okay.
Absolutely breathtaking. NBC Maris poll was reported giddily by the Washington Post, and of course it went away because somebody realized how embarrassing it was. NBC Maris poll last week reported that Trump had in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, separate polls, Trump had zero, not a single one, that 0.00% percentage of black support in either state. And they actually put that up. Okay? So now we know what happened yesterday in North Carolina. A Civitas poll said first, yeah, Trump is up 4. Okay, that's it should be better, but there's different reasons for that. But Trump is getting 32% of the black vote in North Carolina. And
wow.
We have a piece that's going up today. This is what's driving them crazy. This is why they are so frightened that they are willing to, with a straight face, say that there's been a 22-point turnaround in 10 days, which is a barefaced, absolute lie. Mm-hmm. Now that's my opinion about the polls, and I told you. While I'm at this rant, I'm on Twitter, and I have been tweeting hashtag Hillary can't fill a room. Those of you
exactly.
that are listening,
mm-hmm.
if you're on Twitter, please pick it up. Please use it. Please help us get legs on it because it'll help us fight back to the. Here's again another one, Bill. A couple of days ago, the Washington Post reported that she was at a rally in Pennsylvania and there was 3,000 people for Hillary Clinton. 3,000. Okay. She got tweeted by people that said, this is crazy. I was there. She called them trolls. Well, what happened for her is CNN didn't get the message. CNN put up a picture, and CNN said there were 50 people there. 50.
50 is 3,000.
Yes. And Washington wow. Post reported 3,000. So I am afraid. I am. I'm afraid that we are moving towards some kind of a coup d'etat. Coup d'etat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Coach,
you know,
the thing. Yeah, I understand. Coach, you know, the deal is here.
To a friend of mine who grew up in the Soviet Union and has connections in the KGB. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, this is how they do it. They just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and break you down.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get so brain bruised and worn out over it that you start, going along to get along here. And it's all based on a lie. I mean, it's kind of like Andy Andrews in the book he wrote, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? Well, you tell a lie. And the bigger the lie, the better. And the lies just keep on coming. I mean, the president sat in front of everybody looking in the camera saying, kind of laughing that, Donald Trump said the system is rigged. He says it's not rigged. He goes, where is there evidence that it's rigged? Well, let's talk about Pennsylvania. You had something like, 58 voting districts voting over 100% and some 120% because they were able to access voting records for people who died and they voted on their behalf. I mean, it was an absolute miracle, Coach. And the fact that you would have, 58 voting districts, all 100% for Barack Obama, if that's not telling, come on. How do you tell people it's not rigged? But that stuff's not being reported. It's all the other convenient lies that are being pushed upon us by the mainstream media and the litany of lies that you just addressed in terms of these different polls. We're not even talking about what AP did to Bernie Sanders on that final Tuesday when he and Hillary were so close in California, and then they reported 2 days before, it's over. We miscounted. She's got the numbers. I mean, AP now has become the sole responsible agent for counting, delegates to say the primaries are closed. And as a result, you know, from a two-point race, then what did she win California by 13? It may have been a fait accompli anyway. That's okay. But still, I mean, you talk about putting your thumb on the scale. They did this big time. And all these agencies, all these groups, and this is what America needs to take note of. You need to understand whose thumb is on the scale and who's doing this to us, who is misinforming us. Take note.
I've been doing some research on the effect of the end, in quotation, of the contest. And on the Republican side, immediately after the May 3rd primary in Indiana, Republican turnout dropped significantly because they knew that Trump had won.
Right.
So, yes, this does happen. It does happen. And, we just have to hold on and realize that the things that somebody like one of the honest reporters from Washington, from the Washington Post, speaking on to Charlie Rose the other day, said, yeah, there's a wave out there that is bigger than Trump and and they can't kill it because Trump didn't construct it. Trump didn't make it. Trump just grabbed it.
Yes, sir. He got in front of the wave. Exactly. It's already there.
Yeah.
And
people who have not voted in a long time and are coming back because they see the possibility of a win.
If there's ever a time to save this country, Coach, if there's ever a time to save a country, I mean, like Phyllis Schlafly has been saying for a long time, you know, it behooves the Republican Party to be a clear choice, not an echo. And for the first time in a long time, Donald Trump offers a clear choice. And you're exactly right. That wave, that energy, that momentum that is happening out in the grassroots of America was not set up by Donald Trump. He was just smart enough to get in front of it. And maybe that will be enough to carry the day. We'll have to wait and see as we continue to reveal the truth here on Bill Martinez Live.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates around this country of ours or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues. Coach holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War. Retired New York City police officer, member of American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Hey, Coach, I wanted to congratulate you once again for being able to bring back the book that is, well, I'll tell you, I'm hearing incredible response on it. I mean, this is starting to, live a second life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beginning to get traction. It's called The Dirty, Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. It's available at Amazon, and it outlines that the Democrat Party has actually been an enemy of America since the day that it was hatched, although you can't find an exact day for mm-hmm. the starting point of the Democrat Party. And it was hatched as a scheme from the evil mind of Aaron Burr. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if I were a Democrat, I would want to claim Thomas Jefferson or Andrew Jackson as the founders of my party, not Aaron Burr. But, of course, like everything else that the Democrats say, that's a lie. They have been enemies of everything that is good in America for 200 years.
And the amazing thing, Coach, how they've been able to hijack history. Take the things that the Republican Party have introduced into our culture, into our form of government, and they've taken credit for it. And, you know, history has allowed them to do this. I mean, and this is amazing. You know, a book like yours and certainly Dinesh D'Souza's new movie on Hillary's America points out a lot of these discrepancies. In fact, we spoke with Ted Hayes earlier this week, a Los Angeles, California activist, and he cited, you know, these specific conflicts with the Democratic Party and these lies that they've perpetuated, saying, look, it is not the Democrats that led the way, you know, to freeing the slaves. It was Republicans. I mean, we lost a Republican president because of that. I mean, on and on, you can talk about the facts and what history really truly says, but, you know, America wants to stick their head in the sand and be ignorant to it. And, you know, they end up supporting the very people that have created policies that have decimated them. I mean, that's why, you know, to me, whether it's Snoop Dogg or any of these other black entertainers, I go, how can you align yourself with a party that is singularly responsible for killing and affecting basically black genocide in this country, but yet in mass you will continue to vote and support them because they have bought your vote?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. The blacks, in truth, deserve some of the blame for their situation because they allowed themselves to be beguiled and lied to. Moving through history, just after the Civil War in 1871, the National Rifle Association was founded, not so that white men today can go out and hunt without fear of a Democrat sheriff coming out and arresting them, but it was founded in an effort to arm black newly freed slaves who were being attacked, raped, beaten, and burned out of their homes on a weekly basis, and the Confederate states had passed laws that the black codes later became Jim Crow laws, taking guns away from blacks so that they could be harassed and destroyed by the Democrats in the Ku Klux Klan. And we have to look at the 1912 election where Marcus Garvey served as a Judas goat to lead black people away from the Republicans that had done so much for them for the previous 50 years and to the Democrats because Garvey was naive and gullible enough to believe that Woodrow Wilson would follow through on his promise, and it sounds ridiculous now, to put Garvey, in his cabinet. He believed it, and he went out and he sold Democrats to black people. But the problem is they came, when they realized that they were lied to, they voted for the Democrats again in 16. And that's, they have to share the blame for that.
Well, you know, this is a problem, especially in this information age. We have so much information and so little knowledge, Coach. And this is why your book and others who are pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads us, is so critical and important if we're going to get this country back on track again. And I want to remind everybody, you can go to Coach's new website, thecoachesteam.com. That is the new website. And check that out and stay up to date on that. Coach, I wanted to give you an opportunity to summarize what we had talked about in that first segment. We ran out of time, so I want you to wrap that up in a bow, and then we'll go on with our next topic.
Well, what gives me reason for hope is the historical long view of successful revolutions. Revolutions do not happen when people have no hope whatsoever. Soviet Union. The people in the Soviet Union had to be freed from pressure outside of the Soviet Union. The people themselves didn't stand up and fight because they had absolutely no hope. When people are happy with the way things are going, there's no revolution. There's no need for it. Revolutions happen when people have a sense that things can get better. And that's what we're seeing today. People aren't dying in the street of hunger in America. People are muddling through, and they're getting their basic needs, their basic Maslow hierarchy of needs taken care of. But they have this innate sense that things can get better. And that's what the Democrats have to worry about, because that feeling has been around way before Trump came along. Mm-hmm. That started in the beginning of Barack Obama's first term. And that's why we saw the tremendous wave in again in 2014 when people finally stood up and said enough is enough. I'm hoping we see it now, and there are various indications that, yeah, it's there. It's being buried under lies a mile thick. But, you know, Hillary Clinton is an empty person, just a pile of plasma that has been invented by the Democrats, actually. But we're going to see more about what she's all about when Julian Assange drops his next bombs on her, and he promises that he can make a connection between her directly by name funding ISIS in Syria.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would not be surprised, Coach, if there's something that comes out relevant to Benghazi and the emails that are out there that her server got hacked, and possibly the rebels got information ahead of time and knew what was going on as a result of that information. And that could come back on her doorstep, and it will be without denial. But, Coach, getting back to what you were talking about before, and I think this is more significant because, you know, forget about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton or any other leader at this point. You know, our country was designed for we the people. It really behooves we the people to, you know, to get involved. And what's happening, and which is going underreported, is that, you know, there is this groundswell where people saying enough is enough, and they do have hope, and they have experience that America was once great. And if we've been there, then, you know, if you want to look at what people will do, look at what they've done. And in the same case with the nation, if you want to look at what this nation is capable, look at what we have done in the past. And I believe, as some have said, you know, a greater America lies ahead. But if that's the case, then it's going to be based on this groundswell that you're talking about. And my hope and prayer is that they would not lose hope. They would not surrender to what the mainstream media and the lies and the obfuscation. They know what the economy is all about, regardless of what President Obama would try to tell us that it's so much better. They know that our national security has been compromised. They know illegal immigration has hurt us tremendously, this refugee program, that it's reasonable to say, let's make sure we vet people who are coming into this country. Hey, the doormat is open to people that want to be a part of the solution, not create problems. That's the American way of life, and that's what we believe in, and there's nothing wrong with that. But my hope is, like I say, Coach, and what you're saying as well, is that they don't lose hope. They keep their eye on the ball and know that it is possible to get this country back on track.
You know, one thing, you know, the snarky media is saying, hey, what's his name? Mitt Romney had big crowds, too.
Right.
He had big crowds the last 10 days. He didn't have big crowds consistently from...
Exactly. Coach Kevin Collins, thank you, Coach. Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever...